This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. The Quran is the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We know this. Yet we don't ponder over this fact when reading and pondering over the Qur'an. So, if we think of it, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal spoke these words to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who then came down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that which we recite today is actually the spoken word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence we find that when we look into the Qur'an, there are so many lessons to be derived from it. There are so many things that we can learn in order for us to navigate through our lives. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has given us this Qur'an as a blessing from Him. Now, this Ramadan, inshaAllah, we will be talking about life lessons from the Qur'an, or at least for 10 days of Ramadan, for these 10 days of the Ramadan, the beginning of Ramadan, we will be talking about life lessons derived from the Qur'an. The first lesson that I'd like to derive from the Qur'an for life is none other than death itself. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He made us and brought us into existence, and our mothers gave birth to us. And from this point, from when they gave birth to us until our death, we find that we think that this is our life and this is our existence altogether. But in reality, we existed before we came into this world, and we will exist long after we have died. So the moment from birth until death is simply a period of our existence. A period of our existence. So when a child is born, we naturally assume that this is the beginning of their life. And when that person dies, we assume that they are gone and it is over. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawma al-qiyamah." That every soul shall taste death, and indeed you will be gifted, you will be given your reward on the day of Qiyamah. So we existed before we came into this world, and we will exist long after we leave this world. We came from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and we are going to Him. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik was a king or a khalif, and he asked one of the people that was close to him, he says, "Ma lana nakrahu al-maut?" Why is it that we despise death? Why is it that we despise death? And the answer came, لِأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ أُخْرَاكُمْ فَإِنَّكُمْ تَكْرَهُونَ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا مِنَ الْعُمْرَانِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. That it is because you have built your dunya and you have destroyed your akhirah. You've left it. You haven't built that up. So you hate to move from that which is built to that which is destroyed. You see, if I were to tell you that you are going to be living in this room for 10 days or 30 days. And after that, you will have to move to a permanent residence. Would it make sense for you to start building that room, renovating it, ensuring that it is luxurious, putting the best of technology in it? It doesn't make sense. Why? Because you are moving. After 5, 10, 20 days, you will move to your permanent residence. But what we do with this dunya, what we do with this dunya, is Allah has told us you are here for a set period of time. You are here for a short while, but we build it up. And we ensure that we have the best of the dunya, the best of spouses, the best of houses, the best of businesses. And not only that, leave that aside. Not only that, we engage in that which He told us not to engage in. Yet we are here for a short while. Why are we building the dunya? Why are we building the dunya? Why are we making it so luxurious that when the time of death comes, la la la, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave it all behind because I've only built this up. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has promised us that we will leave this life for the next, yet we build this life and we disregard the next. You see, we can understand what our death will be like by understanding the death of the ones who have left before us. Let us take the worst example or one of the worst examples in history. Fir'aun. Most of us know that Fir'aun was a bad man. He was an evil man. He had bad qualities and traits. If we look at what he uttered at the end of his life, he said, "Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa." I have believed in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says,
"Al-ana wa qad 'asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin."
Is it now, O Fir'aun, that you want to believe when you have seen the angels, when you have seen the unseen, when you have seen that which is not seen in this world normally? Now you want to believe in it, O Fir'aun? Fir'aun was a man who had committed atrocities on earth. He enslaved Banu Israel. He killed the male children. He had done so many wrong things. So now when death came, all of a sudden, in fact, he had said, "I am the Lord Almighty. Worship me." That is what Fir'aun said. So now when the unseen was seen and he realized that I'm going to Allah, I'm going to my Maker, all of a sudden, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've surrendered to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It was too late by then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً.
So today we will preserve your body so that it may be a sign for those who come after you. You see that body, it is still there in the museum in Egypt for people to see, for people to take heed from. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal preserved it for us to actually derive a lesson from it. And that lesson is that every one of us is going to go. That was one of the worst people dying. One of the worst of people dying. And if we look at khayru khalqillah, Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, his death was very different. His passing on was very different. When his soul escaped his lips, he was looking up. He was ready to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha says that he was saying, بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. But I want to go up to Allah. I want to meet Allah. I want to go back to my Maker. He was looking forward to this meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What was the difference between the two passings, the two deaths? One lived a tyrant. One didn't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was not fearful of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and the day that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other, he cared only and solely about Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Waman kariha liqa' Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ah. The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And the one who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was full of enthusiasm. He was ready to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He had spent enough time on this world. Now that death had visited him, he was happy and pleased to meet Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If we want to know what our lives will look like and what our deaths will look like, we only have to think, are we living like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are we living like Fir'aun? We have to decide for ourselves, which path do we want to take? Will we live like Fir'aun, or will we live like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The way we live is the way that we will die. The way we live is the way we will die. We can rest assured of that. And COVID-19 has taught us something. It has taught us that death does not only visit the weak, the feeble, the elderly. Death can visit anyone at any time. Anyone at any time. Tomorrow, the door can be knocked and it is time for you to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, he was once passing by some graves. So he says, Ya Ahl al-Qubur, O people, O companions of the graves, addressing the people of the graves, Ya Ahl al-Qubur, O companions of the grave, Inna al-Diyara qad sukinat. Indeed, your homes have been occupied by others. Wa inna al-Amwala qad qussimat. And indeed, your wealth has been distributed amongst others. Wa inna al-Nisa'a qad nukihat. And indeed, the women folk have been married. Your women folk have been married. هَذَا مَا خَبَرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا فَمَا خَبَرُ مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. This is the news that we have for you. So what is it of the news that you have for us? And then he said that, وَاللَّهِ, if these people of the grave were able to speak to us, they would have told us that وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا, or وَخَيْرُ زَادِ الدُّنْيَا التَّقْوَى. The best provision of this world is التَّقْوَى, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, the dead cannot speak. Obviously, they cannot communicate with us. But if they were to communicate with us, they would have told us that the best thing that you can do in this world is to fear Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. To fear Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, we don't want to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then regret and want to come back to this world. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal describes this for us. Those who lived for everything else besides Him, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Until death comes to him, death visits him, he says, return me, Ya Allah, take me back to the world. I don't want to go, now's not my time, please, please take me back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that they will not return to it ever. So the fact that we are talking about this right here, right now, is a reminder to myself and yourselves that let us change today before we are visiting our graves and before we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person that would want to come back at the point of death, what does he want to come back to? To live in the dunya, to enjoy of the people of the opposite gender, to do that which is wrong and haram, to drink alcohol? No. When he sees the unseen, then لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that this person will actually say that, return me to the dunya so I can do some good deeds, ya Allah. I want to go and perform my salah. I want to do my hajj. I want to give my zakah. Ya Allah, return me for this reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kalla, most definitely not. You will not return to it. Why? Because I have promised so. I gave you this opportunity to do good deeds and to worship me. Now that you have left this world, it is too late. You see, we started by talking about how our life is not only the life of this world. It started well before this, in the world of souls, where the souls were together and they met each other. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes to us those who got to meet each other there and liked each other in that world will like each other in this world as well. So those souls existed, our souls existed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by allowing our mothers to give birth to us, encapsulated that soul in a body. So all it is that you have transitioned from that world into a material existence where you have a body, skin, flesh, right? And then we will move on into our graves, where the soul once again comes out and it leaves and goes back to its maker. And then in that life we will have a body, a soul, a life, a family. So as we can see, life is not only from our birth to death, but it is actually from before birth right until after death. And after death, it lasts forever and ever and ever and ever, and there is no death. So the intelligent human being is the one who sells this temporary world, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, for that which is everlasting, that which will never end.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ.
Indeed, Allah bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, for them will be Jannah in return. For them will be Jannah, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, the width of which will be the heavens and the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, transact with me, deal with me, give me your life, give me your wealth, and I will give you that which is everlasting. Which one is better, dear brothers and sisters in Islam? Our lives on earth or our life forever and ever and ever? We need to ask ourselves that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from the lesson, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to understand and to put it into practice. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.